Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Heartbreaking reaction to a new Justice Department report that shows the Louisville Police Department has a pattern of violating people's constitutional rights. This is a result of an investigation into Breonna Taylor's death in 2020. Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer.
It's heartbreaking to know that everything you've been saying from day one has to be said again through this manner, you know, that it took this to even have somebody look into this department.
Taylor was killed when police carried out a no-knock warrant. A black family in California just got an $8 million award after taking some cops to court over a racist traffic stop.
The incident occurred in 2019.
What are you guys doing here?
A Sally Lagerfeld and her two daughters were about to go inside a Starbucks when two Alameda County Sheriff's deputies stepped in. They said there had been a rash of auto break-ins. They asked for ID. Lagerfeld refused.
What did I do? What kind of crime did I commit?
Eventually, all three were handcuffed and detained. They claimed the officers had no reasonable suspicion. The jury agreed that the stop and arrests were unlawful. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Experts are still divided over how COVID started.
We may never know the origin conclusively. Making claims that cannot be supported sufficiently by available data only fuels confusion and mistrust.
Dr. Paul Allwater with Johns Hopkins there. He testified before a House panel today. The hearing follows a report that claims COVID may have spread from a lab leak. The Senate Intelligence Committee is focused on worldwide threats.
This is the annual threat assessment, and a lot of it focuses on technology. Everything from artificial intelligence to TikTok. Director of the National Security Agency, Paul Nakasone.
What's the next technology we should be chasing?
FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Technology and economic security have become inextricably intertwined with national security.
All of this made more complicated by private industry, which is behind much of the new technology.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. We are getting more details now on the kidnappings of four Americans in Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Mexican authorities announced that they did arrest a 24-year-old man who was basically the lookout for this particular stash house of the cartel. And that's about all that we have right now. We know that the Mexican authorities are still conducting their investigation and doing forensics, which is why still the bodies of the two other Americans are still down there.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's still deciding how large its next interest rate hike will be.
From a broader perspective, inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year, but remains well above our longer run objective of 2%.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like,
spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny. And this is Shaw.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
When he's not cutting grass, he's cutting hair.
So every person is different from hair type to head shape. And I feel like it's the same way in a yard.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Melting snow reveals potholes in Wisconsin roads. This time of year is especially hard on vehicles. When tires drop into a pothole that's more than a few inches below your suspension levels, it can cause more damage than just jarring your teeth. Your alignment can fall out, and damage can happen to the muffler, tires, or rims. Insurance varies between coverages. The manure hauling company accused of polluting waterways near Lake Michigan appeared in court on Tuesday. Gregory Stadola and his company charged with 3 misdemeanor counts of pollution. The Wisconsin DOJ says Stadola created a falsified report for the DNR that underreported how much manure was spread on properties owned by Waker Dairy Farms. The excess 1.9 million gallons of manure led to E. coli contamination of waterways leading to Lake Michigan. Each charge carries no more than 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. 28 tonight under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 36 tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Snow likely tomorrow night, lows around 25. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am Dominic Salvia. Mike Crute remains on vacation. I'm sure today he's putting on some lotion for the sunburn, has his toes in the sand. Enjoy your time off, Mike. Thank you for joining us here at the Devil's Advocates. Have our friend Joe Zepecki from Zepecki Communications in studio with me as the co-devil, the friend of the devil. Joe, thanks for coming around.
What's going on, man? Coach Devil, right?
Coach.
Yeah.
Vegas Joe Devil.
Hey, I don't know if this makes a difference. I can hear you great.
There we go.
I can't hear anything in my ears.
Well, I got to turn the headphones up. There we go.
Back.
All right, getting there.
Yeah, we got a few gremlins in the machines today.
Well,
we're
working it out. Both of us together in studio. We made the drive out here together. Man, we're getting a full load of Joe, and I'm going to share him with you guys today.
I just want anybody else who appears on this show to know that the new protocol is if you are guest hosting, they send a driver and a car directly to your front door. They bring you in VIP parking, second spot in the lot.
See?
You set a new precedent, and I expect every future guest devil to be treated just as well as I have.
High expectations, Joe. Wait till after the show when the drinks flow. You'll enjoy it even more. Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications. You've been a friend for a long time. But some folks, as we continue to grow the Civic Media Network, may not be aware of your background. So I want to do a quick little rundown. What brought you into the studio with me here today, Joe? What's your history? What's your expertise?
Well, a long time ago, my mom and my dad met each other at a local
and
tavern.
Fell in love. And then the birds and the
bees.
And
here we are. I was one of those kids who is always fascinated by American history and by politics and by leadership. And so, like, the summer before my freshman year of high school, I spent that summer, you know, as all high schoolers do, volunteering on a local congressional campaign.
What?
Yeah. So I've been doing this for a while.
Wow, man.
I would say the brief highlights, was fortunate enough to serve in the Obama administration in Washington, D.C. I worked on President Obama's reelect. I have worked on campaigns for the United States Senate and for governor. You know, it's been a heck of a ride. And Yeah, I don't, no regrets, man.
No regrets. No regrets. So, Joe, that brings us to now. Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications. You're kind of still in this environment, in this field, in politics and communications. What's your main focus right now?
I was referred to today by a friend who shall remain nameless. He was connecting me with a new communications staffer who's coming to the great state of Wisconsin for one of the campaigns that's upcoming.
Oh, good.
Was referred to as a talking head. I'm not sure how I feel about that, I'm often asked to comment on goings on in the news. I'm really fortunate enough to work on things I believe in, right? Yep. Working to defend the Affordable Care Act, one of, I think, the most important legacies of former President Obama. And obviously, healthcare is still a critical issue for families and individuals and seniors today. Some exciting new work around the transition to renewable energy, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the country, you know, making sure that as we transition the grid in the years ahead from fossil fuels to renewable energies, that the jobs that are created and required to do that go to union workers who, you know, are going to do a good job, are going to spend that money back into local economies, and really maximize the economic opportunity inherent in this generational opportunity that we have to go from a fossil fuel based, you know, system of energy.
That's a nice way to look at it, as an opportunity, I mean, versus, you know, certain death.
Well, it's within whether it's a choice or a need, a nice to do or a must do. I think the point is there's economic opportunity here.
Certainly.
And when we look at some of the challenges the economy is facing, some of the great things that are happening around, like returning manufacturing to the United States, we got to look for growth industries. Renewable energy is a growth industry where these are high-skilled jobs, right? Whether you're putting a wind turbine, you know, into the ocean floor, or making it float offshore, or you're climbing up to fix a wind turbine, you know, that's sitting in a cornfield, or you're, you know, making room for solar panels. These are high tech. These are high skilled jobs, and you can't hire any schmo off the street to do them. And you don't want to, you know, underpay and undervalue the work. If we do this right, it's an incredible legacy for this country. It'll do a lot to mitigate the harmful effects of climate change. And so if we have to do it anyways, why not make sure we maximize the economic impact as we do it? So,
and as a country, we've dedicated some money, Inflation Reduction Act, you know, billions and billions of dollars to help with this transition.
Exactly. And that's like, so the worst case scenario and the way that this has gone for a number of years, right, is like, let's say you want to put up a solar farm or a wind farm. You know, you've got basically, you know, teams of workers that will start in North Carolina. And they'll do a project, and then they'll go to Tennessee, and then they'll go up to Illinois.
Just bounce around, right.
Bounce around, and the challenge there is those folks are sending the money back home to get spent, which means the local economies aren't benefiting from it. So like here in Wisconsin, when you think about when We Energies or MG&E or Alliant, if they stand up a new solar field, ultimately the cost of that is passed on to ratepayers. And so under the Inflation Reduction Act, you can get a better deal for the utility, which means a better deal for ratepayers, if you pay a prevailing wage, if you, as part of that project, have enough apprentices on site.
Oh, really?
Because it's not just about, hey, let's get this one job done. Let's build pathways to careers for skilled tradesmen and women. And so it's exciting stuff. It's important stuff. And, you know, keeps me around and engaged on stuff.
Well, it's great to be in something that you're passionate and knowledgeable about, you know, and there's always something more to learn. But to be able to be advising and be in these industries is something you really care about is a great spot to be in, Joe. So congratulations on that. Love it. Love to hear a good story like that. As we were talking earlier about catching up, what you've been doing, this healthcare issue, and I've come along on healthcare, Joe. If you don't know, and Mike Crute brought me along to a large degree. You know, a lot of people, and his family included, he couldn't get healthcare. He had a child with pre-existing conditions. Well, of course, as a lot of things, if you're not aware of situations or you haven't personally gone through them, it's easy to, you know, bring your own thoughts to a process and not consider other things. All of a sudden, I was presented with my one of my best friends. All of a sudden, can't insure his kid.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean he can't insure his kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the health insurance company can't make money off of him.
Right. And so that, you know, of course, a terrible situation. And Crudy worked, politically to advocate for changes here in the state of Wisconsin. Something I'm very proud of him, and he was successful in doing so. So I've evolved on this issue, and I've come to the point to now with Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, and let's what do we got 35 industrial countries in this world, and we're the only one that can't quite figure it out, right. Joe. But even goes down to here in the state of Wisconsin, as we've talked about over the years, as you worked on, right? You were with the Obama administration when the Affordable Care Act passed.
I was, and that will be later this month. March 23rd is the Affordable Care Act's birthday. The landmark legislation known as Obamacare becomes a teenager, 13 years young, on March 23rd. And yeah, it did all kinds of things, right? It was consumer protections. You can't be denied health insurance because of a pre-existing condition. It established the Obamacare marketplace or exchanges, where if you don't have employer coverage, you can purchase coverage through the marketplace in a more competitive environment that leads to better outcomes, better packages, better rates, et cetera. And it offered states an opportunity to expand their Medicaid programs. Here in Wisconsin, we call ours Badger Care. And so in the last 13 years, 40 states, including one just last week, have expanded Medicaid. Wisconsin has not, because Wisconsin Republicans every single 2 years have said, nope, we're not going to do it. Nope, we don't care that we could cover more people for fewer dollars, that we could save the state hundreds of billions of dollars, like
literally
a ton of money.
And can we go back and capture the money that we didn't get?
You can't.
You cannot.
That's gone.
So every day is gone. Every day that we don't get it, we can't go back and get it.
If they did it right now, they would get a 95% match or subsidy from the federal government. Hey, our tax dollars are going to Washington anyways. Right now, we're just subsidizing health care for people in Illinois and Florida and California, because our state refuses to do the right thing and expand Medicaid. I'm eternal optimist. It's never too late to do the right thing. Maybe the North Carolina Republicans working with the Democratic governor.
I mean, North Carolina, man, what?
Listen, Wisconsin Republicans have followed their North Carolina Republican friends in the past. They got the move, the lame duck move, to strip the incoming governor of powers before they took office. Right. The Wisconsin Republicans copied that move from North Carolina. Yes. Maybe they can copy this move, too. That would be great.
Joe Zepecki, the conservatives, the Republicans, complain or very concerned, apparently, about the 90% reimbursement rate. And now, thanks to recent legislation, up to 95% reimbursement for a couple of years for the states that have not yet signed in. So we could get more.
Yeah.
Robin Voss, Republicans, we can get more. We can cover more people. But my understanding of the complaint at the time was that, well, what if the federal government...
what if they change their mind?
If they change their mind and they decide
the
not to pay it, it's what happens then?
Well, we're 13 years in, and the federal government is still living up to its commitments. Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a straw man, ridiculous argument. You could create kind of straw man hypothetical around any issue, and if you did, you would just be paralyzed and you'd never get out of bed in the morning. Right? If I get out of bed and the floor of my house disintegrates, I'll fall through. I better stay in bed all day. I mean, that's like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? That is Joe Zepecki. He's from Zepecki Communications. He is a friend of the Devil's Advocates, and he's going to be sticking around with me all day today. Look forward to more conversation. You can join us on the phones as well, 844-967-2789. Joe, we're going to head to a break in about a minute. But what needs to happen here in the state of Wisconsin, in your opinion, for the Republicans to step up and accept this?
They got
to
hear from we the people. If you care about this, if you care about access to health care, call your Republican legislator. Tell them it's never too late to do the right thing. We can still expand Medicaid in Wisconsin. Governor Evers has put it in his budget proposal. The Joint Finance Committee, when it meets in the next couple of months, they can include it in the state budget, and we are off to the races.
There's a budget proposal coming up for Republicans, and Governor Evers got to have some work to do. Come back with us, 844-967.
On March 13th, we honor the canine members of the police force and military for Canine Veterans Day. We remember those beloved pets who served their country and their veterans. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union and Southwood County Humane Society. With Members Advantage Credit Union,
Free checking accounts are easy, simple, and yes, free. Open your free checking account today with locations in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Prepare your theater-loving selves for an experience filled with tragedy, drama, and overflowing talent in the WRCT performance of Tennessee Williams' famous play, A Streetcar Named Desire. How much hardship can one woman take? Can love heal even the deepest of wounds? Or will you witness catastrophe before your very eyes? Grab a seat and get your tickets to find out. Opening night is March 3rd at 7 p.m. and shows to follow on March 4th, 9th, and 10th at 7 p.m. and March 11th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Performances will be held at the Centralia Center on the Main Stage Theater. Get your tickets today by calling 715-421-0435 or visiting wrctheater.org. Thank you for supporting your local theater.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
I went home with a waitress. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Joseph Pecky's the Pecky Communications, the friend of the devil here with me today up until 6 o'clock. Talking some local backyard politics. Joe, before the break, talking about expanding Medicaid here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm down for Medicare for All. Let me just ask you, talked about Medicare for All in the last segment. I just don't understand the sense of dread that Republicans, if they truly believe this, because if you think about, you know, the elderly with Medicare, right, millions and millions of people on government insurance, right, mm-hmm. Medicaid for those that are poor, those who are disabled, those, you know, we have insurance, you know, our armed forces, right, for state workers, in municipality, like. There are probably a third of the people in this country right now are on some form of quote unquote government backed supported.
You mean healthcare. They're on that socialism?
They're on that socialism. So what? I mean, so what is the problem? I mean, literally, I don't get. Is it purely the money? In your opinion, I mean, you understand this industry perhaps better than I do. Is it always the money, Joe?
I listen. You know me. I like to try to put myself in the shoes of other people. I take many Republicans at their word that they are concerned about, you know, the role of government versus the private sector. They reasonable Republicans, and they still are out there, are allowed to believe that there are things that the private sector can do better than government. And you know what? They're right sometimes. There are some things that the private sector can and should do better than government, right? My point is government. You know, my point has always been government can't do everything, but the things that it needs to do, it should do well.
Like perhaps provide for the general welfare of its citizens, right. As I read in some document at one point.
And that's where there becomes a tension, right? Is like if you have Republicans, conservatives who are saying this isn't the role of government at all, and you have Democrats saying, well, like, okay, but fine, we're in this business now, so we have to do it as well as we possibly can. There's tension there. And what happens is sometimes when Republicans are in control, they're going to, you know, defund things and have less money, and then it's harder to do things well. Listen, this is part of the ebb and flow and the give and take. I think the reality of where we are right now is that, and just today, actually, the Washington Post had an editorial. after 13 years, it's time for Republicans in Congress to give up the ghost, stop trying to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. Right? It, like, okay, they took their shot.
Repeal and replace.
It didn't work. They voted over 50 times to try and do it. They couldn't get it done. We're on our third president since this became the law of the land. Both parties have controlled both chambers of Congress during that time span. And it hasn't happened.
But they're never going to stop. They're talking about cutting Medicare and Social Security, man. What makes you think they're going to stop at trying to cut something that was just created 13 years ago versus stuff that's been around for a generation?
Well, listen, for a while, when programs like Medicaid and Social Security started,
They were fighting over it. But they still are.
But the fights change in tone and tenor over times, right? Like, we're talking about,
to my understanding, Joe, they're willing to bankrupt this country on the debt ceiling fight if they don't get what they want on Medicare or Medicaid.
They're not going to do that.
Well, that's what they're projecting.
They're threatening to do that. Yes. They're refusing to put their plan on the table.
But if they're
going
to threaten to do it, wouldn't you take them at their word, Joe?
I mean, should we negotiate with hostage takers at all?
Well, hell no.
I thought it was the policy of the United States that we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, what about you talk about the private sector versus that. You know, one of the factors in private sector is economies of scale, you know, yep. Those that can buy. Well, obviously, we as citizens of this country and through our healthcare coverage, buy a lot of pharmaceuticals, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now, and Republicans in some places have an issue with what? We as a country negotiating for the price of pharmaceuticals?
Isn't
that very capitalistic thing to do?
It should be. And we'll come back to that. But yes, so to just put a fine point on it, in the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed only with Democratic votes, not a single member of Congress who was a Republican voted for
Shameful.
It. Medicare is finally allowed to use their bulk purchasing power to negotiate for lower drug prices. It's not all the drugs. It's not immediately. It phases in, but it's progress. And that's the point, is we have to sort of bend the arc towards progress. It's an interesting, you talked about capitalism.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself these days? Because where I'm like honing in on is like, I'm a competitive markets capitalist. And what I'm and right, because the competitive markets of that has to do a lot of work.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's those who would tell you that capitalism ultimately ends with monopolies in every single, you know,
circumstance.
Vertical.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not good. That's not the outcome we want. And so if you're talking about a competitive marketplace, how do you ensure that there's competition? How do you ensure, somebody's got to get involved and say, these are the rules of the road. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. And so, listen, it is the role of government to step in from time to time and say things like, hey, insurance companies, you have been gouging people who need insulin to survive for decades.
That's just a really high demanded product.
Right. And it costs them like 78 cents to produce a vial, and they're charging like $300 for it. And so it's the role of the government to step in and say, like, this is out of control. Let's cap the cost of insulin, what people can pay out of pocket, at $35 a month. Now, in my view and the view of Democrats in Congress and the White House, that should go for all Americans. Right now, it only goes for seniors on Medicare. It could go for every diabetic in this country if Congress acts. Democrats want to, Republicans don't.
The Republicans are down with socializing the losses, right? And privatizing the profits. And the insurance companies, when you take a third of the people that are involved in some sort of federal government or state government health care, well, those are the riskiest, right? The ones that are going to use the system the most. Because, you know, 20, 30-year-old somethings generally aren't in the healthcare system a whole lot. And that's exactly who the healthcare insurance companies want to cover. They don't want to cover the old or the sick or those out on, you know, fighting wars for this country. Amazing how that works. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. This shows the Pecky. Come back with us. 844-967-2789.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We all make promises, big and small. tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the United Center in Chicago, it's Big Ten tournament time as this afternoon slash tonight, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Wisconsin knocked off Ohio State in Columbus in the one regular season meeting they have had. And now they meet again for the right to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow afternoon. Anybody's guess how many games Wisconsin needs to win here to secure an NCAA tournament bid, but it's safe to say it would behoove them greatly to win this one here tonight against Chris Holtman's team. It's been a rugged year for the Buckeyes, 13-18 overall, 5-15 in Big Ten play. They got off to a really good start this season, and then it got sour. They lost nine in a row at one point. They've lost nine straight on the road coming into this conference tournament, but they played better of late, winning a couple of games and performing pretty well last weekend in the regular season finale against Michigan State up in East Lansing. As for the Badgers, another down-to-the-wire game because that's how they're built this season. Nine of the last 10 have been down-to-the-wire games. Wisconsin getting out of Minnesota with a narrow escape on Sunday night. Tip time a little more than 1 hour away from the United Center in Chicago. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all part of our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt to the points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back with Jeff in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show from Chicago, Wisconsin, and Ohio State tonight, the opening night of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Joined, as always, by Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'm just dialing up the all-Big Ten team. I don't think any great surprises. You and I, Jeff, were talking about it the other day. Trace Jackson Davis, Chris Murray, Jalen Pickett, Zach Edey. Zach Edey, the player of the year. Coaches went with Terrence Shannon of Illinois as part of the first team. Media opted Boo Booey and also Hunter Dickinson. The media, if there's six members of the first team, I thought you could only have five at a time. But
we were trying for seven, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I went with Bowie. I went with Bowie.
I did not have Shannon on the first team. I had Dickinson on the first team.
Okay.
I also had Matt Painter as coach of the year. I did not have.
Yep.
You win the league by three games, and losing some pretty good personnel with freshman guards. I'll give that guy the nod.
Yeah, I voted for Painter as well, but I will say what Chris Collins has done at Northwestern. I think no small amount of pressure. You know, they had scuffled, it seemed like a long time ago. They got that NCAA bid in 2017, and then the wheels were spinning again. So they did do a great job this season. Freshman of the year, Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Yeah, thumbs up on that, right?
And co-defensive players of the year, Chase Audige of Northwestern, Caleb McConnell of Rutgers. Player of the year, I know Trace Jackson Davis in January went on a big run, but I mean, I went with Edey because he was just good throughout the year.
I went with Edey because, to me, he's the most difficult player, or he has the greatest effect on the game on both ends of the court, and offensively he's the most difficult player to stop. And as good as Trace Jackson Davis is, you could make the case that Hood-Schifino in certain games, in particular down in West Lafayette, was the one who carried that.
Yeah, he was terrific. And it goes back to maybe a little bit what we were talking about on Sunday, too. I don't know how many teams in this league we have great trust in, this week alone, not to mention next, but, how good is your best? And I think Indiana has shown that at its best, it might have the ability to go a little ways in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think I would say that about Indiana. I would say that about Illinois. I would say that about Purdue. I'm not sure. Maybe Michigan State, they can score, but they're not a great rebounding team. They turn it over a lot. Their defense isn't that good. I mean, I'll be surprised if any Big Ten team makes it to the Final Four.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be inclined to disagree harshly there. I think certainly Purdue could. Freshman guards can make you a little bit nervous. I just go back to I go a little bit numbers nerd when you're talking about national champion, and there are maybe six teams there. I mean, to me, it's been almost without fail in the KenPom numbers. You need to be top 20 in offensive and defensive efficiency, and there are about six teams that fit that.
Yeah, and UCLA, we were talking before, they suffered a huge blow in that terms. We're losing one of their most versatile players, their best defender for the season, with an Achilles injury. I'm not sure how that's going to affect them, but you know how it works. We'll have a better idea when you look at the field, the bracket, what teams, because as good as Purdue can be, if they play a team that gets up in and presses them and attacks those guards, that to me is Purdue's biggest weakness.
All right, for Wisconsin, we all get asked our best guess, how well does Wisconsin have to do here in this tournament?
I would, first of all, if you lose tonight, forget it. If you win, you got to win. In my opinion, you have to win two to feel okay. Mm-hmm. Winning three, I think, is a lock.
Yeah, I would think if you get through tonight, Iowa and Michigan State, yeah, I mean, to me, two, you could feel pretty good. Maybe the numbers are better than what we think. But then it comes down to, okay, North Carolina is a bubble team, Oklahoma State, all those teams, how are they going to do in their own tournament? I guess I said at the beginning, if you're going to assume anything, assume it's going to be close. I mean,
well, 20 games have been decided by 5 points or fewer in overtime, so let's go for 21.
Let's go for maybe a little overtime, maybe.
At least two.
Extend a school record already with six of them this season. So take care of those vocal cords. We'll maybe talk to you tomorrow.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. That's a very good point. Win or lose, we might not be talking to you tomorrow. That's Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting and get 11% off everything in Menards. Check out our lighting showroom and give any room a coordinated look. Patriot Lighting is available in so many unique styles and finishes. We have over 300 stock lights priced under $100, like the D flush mount ceiling light for just $29.99 after 11% off. Good through March 12. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football is brought to you by DeKalb Brand Corn. Winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb Brand Corn. Case IH. Enter the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues as we visit with Jim Snyder on today's Badgers Spotlight, the Badgers strength and conditioning coach. These are really important roles for any sports team. And we start our conversation with Snides by asking him about the challenges of keeping the players' strength and weight at least maintained throughout the course of a long season.
It's definitely with the season and the grind of how basketball works, what it does to their body. You know, we got guys that are playing, you know, 35 plus minutes a game, so it's quite a bit, and they expend a lot of calories. This is a big expenditure there, so it's really trying to, like, A, replenish calories. You know, obviously the training is really important, so kind of what we look at as the season goes, like, in the off season, right, before we start, it's usually about how strong guys are, what are their power outputs, numbers, and things like that. But, like, as the season goes, really the main goal is, all right, like, what's their lean body mass, and can we keep some, like, just some lean mass, you know, keeping their body weight up, because obviously they're getting a ton of, like, explosive work and a ton of jumping work on the court. So really what the weight room becomes is, all right, can we be able to just keep size on guys the best we can? Now, it's obviously pretty tough to mitigate because you have multiple factors that go into play when you talk about keeping weight on guys. You have obviously hormone levels, you have, like, stress levels, which is obviously huge when you talk about traveling and lack of sleep. That kind of messes with cortisol, but again, that cortisol is kind of the opposite of what puts muscle on. It actually breaks muscle down. So that's the tough part, is making sure, A, keeping guys sleeping healthy, working with their nutrition, you know, making sure they're taking their vitamins, and then just, you know, working with them on how to manage their stress levels as the season goes. So it's a process.
In a normal week, if there is such a thing with basketball, let's say you play a Saturday, Wednesday, and then the following Saturday or Sunday,
yeah,
how many times a week would those guys be in the weight room?
So they're usually, we try to get at least like two, sometimes three touches per week. Usually what I say is, how I look at things is, like, game day minus two, which would be 2 days out for a game, or game day minus one. So if we're game day minus two, game day minus three, then the weight room becomes a little bit more on the strength side of things, hypertrophy, so trying to maintain some size with a little bit of power, because that's the furthest away from the game. So if it's game day minus two, minus three, that's usually kind of what our focus is. And then if it's game day minus one or getting closer, like a day before, then it's more of a speed emphasis where we're just kind of like just priming the system to make it feel fresh for the next day, for the following day's game. So we try to get at least two workouts in a week, sometimes three, depending on how the schedule is. You know, it's at this point in time of the year, we're rolling level every 3 days, so it's kind of tough, you know, but just to be able to maintain just a little bit of stimulus to keep guys, A, number one, like, mentally feeling good. I always say, I kind of use this, like, psychology sometimes trumps physiology. As much as I'm into physiology, there's a lot that goes into the mental part as well.
Is that one of the bigger differences? Because your business is always evolving. I mean, I would imagine that that is a constant thing for you, is keeping up on you know, what's new in the business. What you just said, is that different than maybe 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah,
even?
Yeah. It's, you know, everybody's realizing, I mean, you look at the athletes today, you think back to NBA level when Jordan played versus LeBron and these guys now, like, it's kind of a catch-22, right? Guys are much bigger and stronger and faster, but then also the implication of, look, there's much more wear and tear in the body, mm-hmm, because we've developed these guys into the freaking machines. So that's the catch-22. Back in the day, yeah, maybe guys didn't train as hard, they weren't as big and fast and strong, but now everybody's doing it, right? Because they know it's important. They know it's a competitive advantage. And so that's the difficult part, is like, all right, like, how much do we push these guys so far? And like you said, like, there's so much more science and research that goes into it. Like, if you came into my office, my interns laugh at me all the time because I have, you know, different studies and stuff from all over the place, different. It's not just all exercise. Sometimes I look at stuff in disease, look at, like, Parkinson's disease, because it's actually, those are diseases of the nervous system, which basketball is very much a nervous-driven sport, so it's explosive stuff. So I look at some different stuff to, like, figure out, like, all right, how can I help these guys be as healthy as possible and make sure that their body is primed and to compete at the highest level? Yes, it's a super long season, so we're, you know, that's the toughest part about, like, team sport, is you got to, I mean, every game is important. So it's hard to say, well, we want to peak at a certain time. Like, really, that's pretty tough. It works good in, like, track and field, swimming, where you have more controllables, but when team sports, you're competing so much, it's pretty tough to peak guys. But really, it's just making sure in basketball, making sure these guys are, like, healthy. You know, if we're looking at the tendon health, make sure that their knees and hips and joints and stuff are feeling as best they can. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of wear and tear, so it's managing that aspect for the guys.
That's Badgers strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder, and that is today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up with our Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Moving on with our Fetch Rewards pregame show, Wisconsin at Ohio State, Big Ten tournament opener here in Chicago. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Hurd. Patrick, you look back at that Minnesota game, and I would preface all of this by saying Wisconsin is a team that shoots more threes than what is average at the Division I level. About 41% of the shots Wisconsin takes are threes. And then there was the second half of the Minnesota game. Like, nah, let's go pound the paint, and that worked pretty well.
Yeah, really an anomaly game for Wisconsin when you think about it, especially when you consider this team this year, how it's constructed. They're on pace to be one of the more high-volume three-point shooting teams in school history. And so in that game, 2-for-10 in the first half, that's about on pace for what they do. 10 three-point field goals a half. That's not abnormal. But then not attempting a three-pointer until the final 5 minutes of that game, shooting just 2 in the entire second half, was very strange. And so winning a game when making just 3 three-pointers, that's a hard thing to do in today's college basketball, particularly this season. So I was curious how often that's happened for Wisconsin, because I thought, boy, it's got to be a long time since they've done that. Well, it wasn't that long ago. In fact, last year's team did it. They beat St. Mary's in the championship game of the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas, making just 3 three-pointers. And then I just kind of, all right, well, maybe before that, has it been a long time? Not necessarily. Eastern Illinois, 2 years before that. And then the year before that, they beat Stanford in the Bahamas, going just 1-for-8 from three-point range. So, again, stacking up the paint points. But it's the first time they've done it in a Big Ten game in quite some time. So, again, strange for this team, this program, and not even just this team, college basketball. But the other number that jumped out from that game is the 48 points in the paint. That's the second highest this season. They had 52 points in the paint at Iowa when they won there back in December. And you have to go back several seasons to find the last time Wisconsin had anywhere over 48 points other than that Iowa game. So that was a big key to that game. And I'm not sure that tonight's recipe won't be all that, you know. I think they're going to try and have something similar with the way, with Zedkey being out and Ohio State being a little bit shorter in the front court. It would be a nice game for Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall to repeat what they did, combining for 42 points.
Yeah, it was a great combination. And sometimes it's not how many threes, but when. And then Chuck, the one that they made in the second half was Chucky Hepburn's three that gave Wisconsin the lead for good in the final minute.
One other thing that was encouraging, making free throws also, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they're trending in the right direction. I don't know how many games you need to have it be a sample size enough to say it's a trend. But over the last 7 games, Wisconsin is 65-for-86 at the line. So over 76%, which is a really good number, good, not just not just okay, especially when you compare to this year where they're 67% on the season. So hopefully they're kind of trending in the right direction.
It'd be a good idea because Ohio State's trending in the right direction as well at the free throw line here in recent games. We have not had a chance, you and I, we haven't had a chance to talk since the last home game. And I, you know, commented to you off air and to others, I thought the Area Red, the student section, was just terrific this season, especially after the semester break when they got back in early January. But the attendance, again, continues to be among the best around, right?
It does. There's a lot of discussion and narrative around atmospheres and college basketball venues, particularly the Kohl Center. I'm not immune to that, than seeing how, what people's suggestions of how to improve it or what could be done. I thought this year's energy down the stretch was really good in the Kohl Center. I really did. I think the student section, like you mentioned, has a lot to do with that. But they help give this team a lift in some of those big games late in the season. And the raw numbers, again, show that Wisconsin gets terrific support. And the program is extremely grateful. They don't take that for granted. I know when I've heard Coach speak to different, whether it's donor groups or the overtime luncheon or different fans, he's very appreciative, and this program is too. So once again, Wisconsin finished 10th in the entire NCAA in attendance this season, third in the Big Ten, excluding the year where there were just cardboard cutouts, the 21 season. Wisconsin has led the Big Ten in attendance in 5 of the last 6 years, 15 of the last 20, and they've been among the nation's top 10 22 years running. That's impressive and something that the program is really grateful for.
Yeah, sustained excellence in terms of support. Got a minute or so left here. It's been a minute since the Badgers have played in the opening night of the tournament. I mean, it's a 14-team league now, so it's a little different animal, but it's still been a while. But the last time they did, the postseason turned out okay.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to have history as a precedent, the last time they played the first round or the first day of the tournament was back in 2000. We know how that ended up. They ended up winning a couple games in the Big Ten tournament and then going on to the NCAAs. So here's one thing interesting. Wisconsin has a 9-11 record in over the past 7 years, the Greg Gard era. That record, 9-7, on average gets you 8.5 seed. Mm-hmm. So an 8 or a 9 seed. The lowest it's ever been was a 10th seed in 2020. It's been as high as a number 7 seed. So it's really strange. It was a 12 seed with that record. It's an anomaly, and it speaks to how bunched the tournament or the conference season was. But the Buckeyes, they're in their lowest spot they've ever been to. So we've got two teams in uncharted territory, but we also have two teams that have had as much success as almost anybody in this tournament. The Badgers have won the tournament a few times. Ohio State's won in a bundle. It's two teams who know how to perform in this environment.
And to your point about Ohio State being the 13th seed, Wisconsin win tonight would be of the quad two variety, right?
Right.
So this matters in analytics and everything. Obviously, you want to win it anyway, but it is a nice win to get in terms of the number crunchers in the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. That is Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball, not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state, here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Yeah.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.